But first, back to predicting the weather. Sometimes it just seems like all forecasters do is state the obvious. I mean, I could probably do that, right? Like this. We have about 3 inches of snow on the ground right now, and snowfall is coming down steadily, so we could be in for some accumulation by the end of the day. Reporting live from Philadelphia's Independence Hall, I'm Mike and Scott. So what's it like to be a real weather person? We sent Zach Seward into the heart of the storm, if you will, last Sunday night when we were going to get pounded with another foot of snow. He hung out at NBC 10 to get a sense of what they do there.
At the studios over in Ballack-Kinwood, it's the calm before the storm, or what's left of it.
Can I answer this really quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello? No, don't say the storm's weakening. The storm is still going to dump quite a bit on South Jersey and Delaware, but, you know, it depends where you are.
NBC 10 meteorologist Sheena Parveen is prepping for the 11 o'clock newscast, feeding updates to the web desk over the phone. We're looking at a colorful radar map looping across a computer screen.
I don't think that people understand how much goes into forecasting.
I think she's right. First off, meteorologist isn't some made-up title. Parveen is one of some 500 nationwide with a special certification. She also went to school for meteorology in her native Florida.
And it's not just how to point at things in front of the wall.
It's atmospheric science and physics and even a little math. Best I can tell, weather forecasting is like being hit with a fire hose of information and parsing out what it all means. Sometimes it just doesn't come across that way.
Where do they think these graphics come from? How do they think that we forecast the weather? Like, how do they think we make the 7-day forecast? Do they think we Google it and put it in? Because we don't.
Each channel makes its own forecast, though they're looking at roughly the same set of data. And in a market where a botched winter storm prediction basically drove one TV weatherman out of town, getting it right matters. Each forecasting model has its own biases, Parveen says, and the human element to predicting the weather is about spotting patterns across different readings.
Sometimes it's a matter of opinion. When you have models that are disagreeing largely, like last winter we had a lot of that. We had models throwing 12 inches on us and some throwing 1 inch.
Over at the green screen before showtime, Parveen goes about her job without much fanfare.
I don't even think about it. I don't think about anything, you know. Never get nervous, so...
Never?
Never, never, never.
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 Much of the info from which TV forecasts are made comes by way of the National Weather Service.
We put things up there to make sure that we don't miss the forest for the trees.
Sarah Johnson is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service field office in Mount Holly, New Jersey. She's talking about 3 big flat screens with maps and webcams from across the portions of 4 states that the outpost keeps a watchful eye over.
What's it been like on a fairly, you know, wintry winter to be working in meteorology at the National Weather Service?
It's been pretty exhausting. It's been one storm after another.
The federal agency keeps tabs on expensive satellites that take pictures of Earth's weather.
And then infrared, which gives us an idea of the temperature of the tops of the clouds, which can be helpful, especially with snow forecasting.
Snow is the trickiest part of forecasting, especially in the mid-Atlantic. The Weather Service has 122 field offices like the one in Mount Holly, and its advances in technology have increased accuracy.
Error in our 7-day forecast is now the same error that was in the 3-day forecast just 20 years ago. So it's rapidly improving.
But there's still plenty of room for improvement. Superstorm Sandy revealed flaws in the Weather Service's global forecast system. Another network of supercomputers in Britain, known as the European model, has proved even more accurate. Now, with about $25 million from Congress, the Weather Service is slowly upgrading its computing power. When it was announced last spring, it was hailed as a game changer. Reporting live from the Pulse headquarters on Independence Mall, I'm Zach Seward. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you, Zach, and you'll be back later with an update.
That's right.